The Nairobi neighborhood in Eastleigh, often called Little Mogadishu, has emerged as a center in Kenya for refugees fleeing conflicts in the Horn of Africa. The area is bustling with traders and nightlife, where many conversations are spoken in Somali and Arabic. In recent months, fear has gripped Eastleigh, reports the Christian Science Monitor, as the Kenyan government has targeted the neighborhood in response to the fall 2013 attack on the upscale Westgate Mall by Somali-based Al-Shabaab Islamic militants. Over a two-month period, Nairobi police have conducted multiple raids on Somali neighborhoods with indiscriminate arrests, beatings, and extortion. Somali nationals are now leaving Kenya in droves. The police crackdown has prompted a spike in terrorist attacks, including a May 16th car bombing in Eastleigh that killed 12 people. Meanwhile, the Kenyan government continues to deport hundreds of Somali refugees from Nairobi, flying hundreds of migrants back to Mogadishu in violation of international refugee law, banning the return of people to the place they fled. American citizens who deposit money in overseas tax havens like Switzerland face a tough new law, the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, or FATCA, that requires foreign banks to report offshore accounts to the U.S. Internal Revenue Service. The law, originally passed in 2010, went into effect on July 1st, targeting offshore accounts over $50,000. It is the latest attempt by the U.S. tax officials to pressure known tax havens to disclose all foreign accounts. The Obama administration has successfully prosecuted Swiss banks, including UBS and Credit Suisse, for tax evasion. In May, Credit Suisse was fined $2.6 billion for helping Americans avoid paying taxes to the U.S. government. As FATCA regulations were enforced, 77,000 banks in 80 countries, including popular tax havens in Switzerland and the Cayman Islands, have agreed to comply with the law. Now, foreign banks that are found to be out of compliance face a 30% withholding tax on payments originating from the United States. FATCA is projected to generate nearly $9 billion in U.S. tax revenue over the next decade. Progressive mayors are winning office in cities across the United States, building on insurgent labor community alliances that are fighting for fair wages and workers' rights with a focus on immigrants and minorities. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is the most high-profile of these newly elected progressive mayors, but he shares a common agenda with mayors in Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, and Seattle. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto told the American Prospect magazine, "We all feel the realities of growing disparities. The population beneath the poverty line is increasing everywhere. A lot of us were underdogs, populists, and reformers, and the public was ready for us. 20 years ago, half of Americans' big cities were run by Republicans. Now, only San Diego remains in GOP hands as a new wave of immigrants and tech-savvy young professionals have taken up residence in urban areas. In addition, mid-sized cities like Pittsburgh have seen the emergence of powerful progressive service sector labor unions who represent the interests of the urban working poor." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.